And good morning once again. It is another edition of the Community Corner here on KWHI. Greg Montana being joined by folks around the community. Tell us what's happening, stuff that you can enjoy, you can go do, and keep you informed about Washington County and the surrounding areas. And today we're going to be talking with the folks from Unity Theater today. And good morning.
Good morning to you.
Thank you. And I have here Lisa Thomas from Unity Theater, but also you brought with you
Kate Revnell-Smith, and I'm the Artistic Director of Unity Theater, and I also have the pleasure of directing our current show.
Okay, so we've got a director, and then we've got what was it again that you were the general manager?
The general manager,
General manager, okay. All right, so there we go. Now we got the who is here.
Now we're gonna... who's who of Unity Theater.
Yes, that's it. Well, you know, we've got that going on. So thank you, ladies, for stopping in and talking to us today, because Unity Theater, it's a big deal. You guys put on plays, and people come from all over.
Well, we like to think so. Yes. We like to think so, yeah. We do have a great core base here in Brennan. We get a lot of support from the community. But we also draw audiences from Houston, Austin, Dallas. Of course, Brennan's a great place to come spend the weekend, stay in a bed and breakfast, see a show, have dinner, walk around the shops. And so it's just perfect.
Yeah. Well, years ago, I used to work restaurants here in town, and went on theater nights. You know, you'd have, you know, it'd be packed. People come eat before they go to the show. And so I know a lot of folks came down for that. So I know it was a lot of folks that enjoyed it.
Yeah,
that.
I think it's a huge asset to the community to have something like a theater and, of course, great restaurants.
There you go. So Unity Theater, tell us a little bit about the history of Unity. People, they've heard about it. Maybe they don't know about it, though.
Okay, well, Unity Theater was formed in 1995 by sisters Gretchen Jones and Teresa James, Beckers at the time. And they had a space in the old bank building on the square of the courthouse, opposite the courthouse. And in 2000, they moved over to Church Street, where we now occupy a fabulous facility that used to be Brenham Wholesale Grocery. And we have a 125-seat main stage, we call it, theater. And we also have a studio space that we produce two shows a year in. And that seats about 50 or 60 people. But they were lucky enough to get the money to raise. We own the building, which is fabulous. We're very lucky. And renovate it and make it the ideal theater. We have a great costume shop, a building shop for sets, offices, a two-bedroom apartment for actors, because most of our actors and designers and directors come from out of town, and we house them. So we're, you know, it's just a wonderful facility. It's got a lot of history and serves our purpose very well.
And so, you know, being a community style theater, the people that act there, are they from the community, or you get people from around?
Yeah, well, we are actually a professional theater. Everybody that works for us gets paid. We offer equity contracts, which is the actors' union, and also our designers sometimes are a part of the IATSE, which is the technicians' union. So we do, though, however, every summer we have summer drama camps, and all the children that come to our camps are part of our summer musical for kids. And often we do projects. We do a big read every year as part of the community of lifetime learning. And then we sometimes use local people in small roles. They kind of work their way up. And I also once a month offer a play reading club that I have on a Monday night once a month. And we pick a play every month. We read it. We analyze it. And so I get to know sort of some of the local talent and know if I can use them. And so, yeah, we are part of the community, but we're not a community theater per se.
Okay. All right. Well, there we go. See, even myself, learning a little bit new today. That's what's great. It's what show's all about, learning new stuff. All right. Tell us about, you know, well, since you're a professional theater, tell us about some of the shows that you guys put on, what style of a performances you do.
Well, you know, I get to pick the shows, which is, I don't know, sometimes an easy job, sometimes a hard job. I like to do a balance. So generally, we produce a musical every year. We did Little Women at Christmas time this past season. And then I like to try and do a classic of some kind. Right now, we're in production for The Diary of Anne Frank, which is obviously a drama, but it does have a lot of, I think, humor and uplifting. It's a story of survival and courage and family and love. And then we're doing a play called Leading Ladies, which is just a broad farce. It's a good time. That's our main stage. And in our studio, I'm able to do a little bit more contemporary work. They're generally very small shows because obviously it's a small space. And we did a play called Freud's Last Session in the fall. And this spring we're doing Doubt. So I try and do a mix. little bit of laughter, hopefully a few tears, perhaps a little education, perhaps a little...
There we go. So theater's all about, right?
That's it. A little bit of everything.
All right. So, and then you put on, you said two shows... A year in the...
In the studio in the space, and then four on the main stage. Okay. And the studio shows run for a couple of weeks, and the main stage runs for 3 weeks.
All right. And the upcoming shows, you're talking about the two spring shows, do you have anything set for later on this year yet or no?
We have Doubt in the spring, and then May, June, we have Leading Ladies. We have a summer musical, Sleeping Beauty, and then we start our new season in September, which has not been announced yet, but yes, I do know what it is.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, we are on here.
It's very, very hush.
The edge of our seat's waiting on that thing.
All right. Yeah. Hold your breath.
So somebody wants to get tickets for the upcoming performances. How do they go about doing that?
They can call our box office at 979-830-8358. You can email tickets at unitybrenham.org, or you can purchase tickets online at tickets.unitybrenham.org. And anybody, whether you call or email or anything else, we'd love to take your money and have you buy a ticket.
And enjoy themselves. So another question, say somebody wanted to get into one of your play readings. How do they go about finding out that information?
Again, go to our website. It's listed under the education tab. Mm-hmm. And anybody is welcome. You don't have to be an actor. You don't want to be an actor. Just have an interest in plays. You can come and listen or you can participate. And generally, we just read it around the table. So it's real low pressure. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, it's a great way to introduce yourself to Unity Theater.
Okay. And what kind of stuff do y'all read for those? I mean, is it...
Sometimes I throw in scripts that I'm considering doing so I can hear them read out loud. Okay. So it has a double purpose. And sometimes it's just ones that I find really, really interesting that I think are good plays to talk about that mm-hmm. have some good discussion.
Okay. All right, well, that sounds really interesting, and so hopefully you get some folks to do that. And you never know, we could see the next big star coming across the state
of
Brenham,
right?
There
you go. I'm always looking for the next big wonder.
There you go. All right, well, is there anything else that you guys would like to mention for Unity Theater?
No, please come see Diary of Anne Frank. We do have, you asked me about local people, mm-hmm. we do have a lady called Jamie Ward, who's a wonderful, wonderful, talented actress and singer, and she's playing Mrs. Frank, and she's really just a wonderful, wonderful actress to have here in the community, plus the two children that are playing Anne Frank and Peter Van Damme are from College Station.
Oh, well, there you go.
And okay. Barry Brass, who was part of my play reading club, is playing a small role as Mr. Crawler, one of the Dutch helpers that come in and help the Frank family. So, okay. Yes. Right, come see some local talent.
All right. And what are the run dates for that again?
We preview on February 9th. We open the 10th, and we run through the 26th. And we do play, Thursdays at 7:30, Friday and Saturday at 8, and Sundays at 4.
All right. Well, sounds fantastic. And break a leg for you guys, I guess.
Thank you so much for having us.
There we go. That was the Community Corner for this week for the Unity Theater. Thank you, ladies, for coming in. And everyone, get your tickets to see Dyer and Frank coming up a couple weeks away from now.
Week on Thursday.
There we go.
TikTok.
So the Community Corner, once again, another one in the books. We'll do it all again next Thursday with another guest and another event happening around the air. I do believe I'm going to live here. I think Paige Michelle will be here next Tuesday, the first Tuesday month. They're usually going to be Paige Michelle from the Chamber, so we'll check on that. And come back with another Community Corner next Tuesday right here on KWHI in Brenham.